Confused? Nikki Dodson isn't. This has been her Thanksgiving holiday shopping routine for the past 20 years. Armed with apps and coupons and the knowledge of what area store opens exactly at what time, she kicked off her Black Friday shopping online at midnight Wednesday. Why does she do it?
I think the adrenaline rush, the craziness. I'm one of those people that have the different apps on her phone, and I get everything. You know, I'm weeks preparing and color-coordinated lists, and I'm telling people where to go and where they need to be at. And, you know, I go the day before the sales actually hit to see where they're, like, setting up everything. Some places have maps online already, but then you have other stores to kind of see where things are going to be at so I can prepare for that.
Thursday Thanksgiving Day shopping was based on a strict schedule of which store to be at when and which money-saving deals she planned to go for. With several teenagers to shop for, Dodson says her holiday saving strategy pays off.
So a lot of good deals. I probably save anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 each year.
But she says this is not a shopping plan for the week, adding sometimes Black Friday bargain hunting can get ugly.
It is dangerous, and you have to be ready to go. And I mean, it's because people are very aggressive and they want what they want. I mean, like, a lot of the stuff is wrapped in like a black plastic wrap, and people will start cutting it off early, and it's like a free-for-all. People are jumping on heads and fighting and stealing things out of carts. It gets ugly.
Because of her highly coordinated sales shopping schedule, she says she and her family decided it worked better for everyone to celebrate Thanksgiving a day later. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.